They can be as large as a refrigerator, weigh 800 pounds, and they prowl near Florida's coral reefs. Goliath groupers are impressive fish. Their large size makes them nearly fearless and easy prey for fishermen and divers with spear guns. The massive fish have been protected since 1990 after they were nearly wiped out. But NPR's Greg Allen reports Florida is now proposing allowing the first catch of Goliath groupers in more than three decades.
Felicia Coleman and Chris Koenig have spent their careers studying Goliath groupers and know what they're like up close.
A big damn fish. I mean,
I was just going to say, we caught some that were 7.5 feet long.
They can be really, really huge.
Coleman and Koenig are marine biologists, married to each other, and now retired from Florida State University. Next month, Florida's Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission will vote on a proposal to allow 200 Goliaths to be harvested each year, with permits awarded through a lottery. Coleman and Koenig oppose any move to reopen Goliath groupers to fishing, even with strict limits. They're joined by other scientists, environmental organizations, dive groups, and Don DeMaria. He's a commercial fisherman who in the 1970s used to spearfish for Goliath groupers on reefs in the Gulf of Mexico.
And they would have maybe in excess of 100 Goliaths on it during the spawning season. And as more and more people got involved in it, I saw those aggregations go down to, some instances, one fish.
After the ban on taking Goliaths was imposed, the population began to come back. But in recent years, although the number of young Goliaths has increased, the adult population, Coleman says, has actually declined.
When you're looking at population recovery, the important thing is what is the size of the reproductive population, that is the adults. And if those aren't increasing, which they are not, then you're not recovered.
Coleman says other factors, cold snaps that wiped out juvenile populations, declining habitat, and poaching have continued to take a toll on Goliath groupers. For years, recreational fishermen and women using tackle or spear guns have pushed to lift the ban on taking Goliaths. They complain that the big fish steal their catch and eat all the other fish on the reef. Dick Kempton with the St. Pete Underwater Club, a spearfishing group, spoke at the Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission meeting in May.
You can't dive a rangefinder or a wreck in the bay or a channel marker that hasn't got at least one, two, or three resident giants living there. They eat everything that comes by.
Scientists dispute that and say studies show Goliaths mostly eat crabs and some slow-moving bottom-dwelling fish. Megan Emery with the Florida Skin Divers Association points out the fishing is allowed on many other species which have populations well below historical levels.
So with these increases that we've been seeing in recent years on both natural and artificial reefs, we think it's time to have this conversation.
Another concern is that Goliath groupers have some of the highest mercury levels of any commercially important fish. Emery says it should be up to individuals, not the government, to weigh the health risks of consuming Goliaths they catch. For many, she says spearfishing is a trophy sport.
The opportunity to be able to interact with that animal and capture and then actually eat and enjoy and share your catch is just, it's a really fun feeling and it's a really good feeling that we share across the community.
Although they want the ban on taking Goliaths lifted, fishing groups aren't happy with the limited harvest proposed by Florida's Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission. Permits would cost $500, and only juvenile Goliaths under 36 inches could be taken. Too small for anyone to consider it a trophy. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.